2 Chronicles chapter 14, verses 9 to 15. Asa's victory. We see here Asa engaged in war. Now let us just stand back for a moment. We're in the days of the Old Covenant. Israel did advance God's cause by conquest. Not merely by preaching, but the conquering of lands, the taking of territory, was part and parcel of the Old Covenant. Material, physical blessings, war, booty and such, were part of the Old Covenant. But the Old Covenant has been fulfilled. All its types and shadows and pictures and illustrations have been fulfilled and are being fulfilled in the Gospel now. Christ is the fulfillment of the Old Covenant. And the New Covenant now, in the preaching of the Gospel, is the fulfillment of these prophecies, the advance of the Gospel, the spread of the Gospel, the converting of sinners to Christ. But we must not bring weapons and warfare, swords and shields and booty and lands and temples into the New Covenant. All this is spiritual. Read the letter to the Hebrews and see. Sabbath, temple, tabernacle, priesthood, sacrifices, altars, all these are summed up in one word, Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is all. And the advance of the Gospel is by the preaching of the Gospel, by the praying for sinners, and for the advance of the Gospel, and for the living out before men of the Gospel principle, the power of the Spirit within us. Now I say that by way of introduction, and it's very important to see here. We mustn't bring the sword and the battle and the war into the New Covenant. But there's underlying principles. 2 Chronicles 14, 9 to 15. Zerah the Cushite marched out against Judah. And this Cushite had a vast army, we are told in verse 9. He had 300 chariots, and he advanced a great distance. Asa went out to meet him, and they took up their battle positions near Marishah. But before the battle was engaged, we read, verse 11, Asa called to the Lord his God, Lord, there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rely on you, and in your name we have come against this vast army. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you. Notice that, not against us, but against you. And the Lord answered that prayer and struck down the Cushites, verse 12 and verse 13, 14 and 15. A huge number fell before Judah, and victory was complete with plundering and so on. What can we learn here? Well, it's the old story again. Here is Asa, moving by faith, moving in trust in the Lord. But he's moving, and he's making his effort. The odds are vastly against him, but his trust and obedience. He trusts in the Lord, he prays to the Lord, but he doesn't leave it there. He takes his stand. He takes his stand against the enemy, but he doesn't rely upon his stance. He calls upon the Lord. He's prepared to fight, verse 10, and he prays, verse 11. And God answers Asa's prayer. And he answers his prayer through Asa's work, through the army fighting, verses 12 to 15. As I read it just now, were you not struck, my friend? I was. Lord, there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. Now that's New Covenant straight over. Read 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. We are weak, we are small, we are feeble, but God has chosen the weak, the foolish, the feeble, the nobodies, the nothings, and he will rout the mighty. Spiritually speaking, remember this, we are weak, we are powerless. Here am I, doing this little discourse. What good can that do? And yet, in the hands of the Lord, God can multiply it and use it to such mighty effect. It can pull down strongholds. It can be converting to sinners. It can be edifying to saints, glorifying to God, to help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rely on you, and in your name we have come. I preach to you now. I write for the name of Christ, in the name of Christ, by the power of the Spirit, I hope. That's my prayer and desire. Not in my own name, not in my own strength. Oh, let's give up this idea of human names, trusting in princes and men and denominations and creeds and confessions. Let us preach the gospel and in the power of the Spirit, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Oh, that's what we need. And the Lord gave the victory for Judah, but the victory for himself. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you. Not simply against Judah, but against you. Read it again and you'll see how often the word Lord comes here. 11, 11, 11, 11. 4 times in verse 11 I get it. 12, 13, and 14. 7 times in this short passage. That's my brief count here. What a wonderful thought. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. Again, that passage in 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. Not in power and strength in myself, not with eloquence, not in my own name, but I come in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So said the Apostle. So said Paul. May we have that same Spirit. Let us remember 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are spiritual, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Let us, brother and sister, have confidence in the gospel, confidence in the power of the Spirit, and let us fight spiritually, trusting, looking to the Lord. The odds against us are enormous. Our weapons, humanly speaking, seem very small and feeble and foolish. But in the hand of God, it is the battle that the Lord is engaged in. The battle is the Lord's, we read in Scripture. Salvation is of the Lord, said Jonah. So let us look to God, and may God bless even this feeble discourse. And wherever his word is preached, under whatever circumstances, wherever Christ is lifted up, may he have the glory, may sinners be saved, and may saints be sanctified. O God, bless your word wherever it is preached, and use even this discourse to the glory of your name. May we fight with those spiritual weapons that you have given us, and may we see the victory, not only for ourselves, O God, no, above all, victory for you, the glorious triune God. May the name of the Lord Jesus Christ be exalted. In his name, amen.